But to go back to Lidl, and there was that reference to naming and shaming. Well, we weren't naming and shaming Lidl throughout yesterday, as I say, even though it was all over Facebook, this alleged incident. And finally, towards the end of the programme, they released a statement to us officially. And at that point, we indicated who they were. And they said they were thoroughly investigating the matter. Well, fascinatingly, we received a further statement from Lidl later in the day. And in the interests of fairness, we're going to read it out. Lidl was extremely concerned to learn of allegations against an employee at our Cathardavon store. Senior management immediately launched a full investigation as we sought to establish the full facts surrounding this allegation. Our investigation has identified significant discrepancies from the allegations posted. An individual was begging outside our Cathardavon store on the 10th of November. A number of customers complained to store management, who politely asked the individual to move from outside the store on a number of occasions. Complimentary food from our bakery was provided by the store manager to the individual. Eventually, the individual left from the front of the store. Our investigation concluded that at no point was water thrown on the individual concerned. The version of events circulating on social media are widely inaccurate, hugely damaging, and could bring Lidl's name into disrepute. Lidl have appealed for any witnesses to the alleged event to come forward with information. To date, no one has done so. Lidl will seek to vigorously defend our reputation by whatever means possible. And that statement came in from Lidl yesterday afternoon. So there you go. That's why we were being as careful as we were yesterday with the details and especially the naming of Lidl until we dealt with them directly. And that's why we are as careful as we are, because sometimes things swirl around Facebook and Lidl are now saying it never happened. They're saying they did a full investigation and no water or bucket of water, as was alleged all over social media, and everyone piled in on top of it, as we know, because we looked at it too and we could see it all over the place. They're saying, no, sorry, did not happen. And their version of events has just been outlined there in the official statement that we received from them. They're also asking for witnesses. So whoever put it up on Facebook, if you are convinced that it happened, then you need to come forward with what happened, and you need to stand over what was said. And all the other people who were commenting on it, I think it just underlines how careful you need to be on social media. Sometimes what looks like a duck and walks like a duck and squawks like a duck isn't necessarily a duck, and there are legal implications. It is publication. It is publication. When you put something out there like that, then you need to be able to stand over it, because a company like Lidl, as they say, the damage to their reputation, the potential damage to employees of the Cathardavon store, and they are saying that they will do whatever they need to do to vindicate that reputation.